This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, November 18th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan released the text of the farm bill she hopes can get through Congress before the end of the year and push back on Republicans she sees as stalling the effort. Stabenow took to the Senate floor to make the case for her version of a new five-year farm bill. She said it'll take a bipartisan effort this year or next to get a new bill across the goal line.
At some point, it has to be bipartisan, it has to be balanced and hold the whole farm bill coalition together. The only question is it now, or are you in a situation amidst tax cuts and everything else next year to try to put this back together to get it done? I would say farmers need certainty now. We can move up payments and get them more help now. That there are legitimate concerns farmers have in terms of costs. We need to do that now. And I would love it if all the ag groups came in and said, we want to get this done now. Now, I'm not naive enough to assume that's going to happen because of the politics of the world that we're in, but from an ag standpoint, it should.
The chairwoman said another extension of the 18 bill would deny many needed benefits for farmers and ranchers.
Now, we could pass an extension again and throw this into the lap of everyone next year. That doesn't create any more certainty for farmers. Those who want to just do some ad hoc payments, that's not going to work because, and so the reality is we have short-term help in our bill. We have five-year farm bill and we can get it done now. 100 bipartisan bills that are included in our bill. This is a bipartisan effort, even though at this point not endorsed on a bipartisan basis, but our farmers and ranchers would be a whole lot better if we could get this done.
Stabenow said Congress is short on time, but there's still time to get the job done.
Where there's a will, there's a way. If people want to come together, we can get something done and get it done by the end of the year. But people have to decide they really want a bipartisan bill and are willing to come together to do that.
Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin, who also sits on the Senate Ag Committee, says nutrition should help bring votes to the measure.
And the key to that, I think, goes back 60 years ago when we married nutrition programs and agriculture programs so that people living in the city of Chicago, for example, who hear over and over Illinois is an agricultural state but don't have any evidence of it other than what's on the table for their family to eat, will have as much interest in passing this bill as if my farmers downstate. I'm sure the same is true in the state of Michigan.
Ag Committee member Amy Klobuchar, who will serve as ranking member on next year's Ag Committee, doesn't want to await to approve a new bill.
As we go into next year, we know there's going to be a major debate of tax reform, which of course there should be, that will be dominating a lot of our Senate time and other issues. And, you know, my concern, and you can address this, is that we not let this important bill, which, as you have pointed out and Senator Durbin has pointed out, is so important for ag. And when we see these input costs, when we see the weather conditions that our farmers have been suffering through, but also important for conservation efforts as well as nutrition for this nation. And there's absolutely no way we're going to be able to do this unless we have those three legs in this bill, not to mention the economic development and research.
Stabenow's release of farm bill text suggests she may still have hope to approve a bill before the end of the year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jack Nally.